In a time of plunging CD sales and the growth of internet file sharing, musicians have to rethink their approach. WNYC's Lisa Chow reports on how some people could make music pay.
It is possible to make money making music, even if some don't see how.
The realities of making a living as a chamber musician are so incredibly difficult. Let's all go home and find financial investors to marry.
Maybe not marry one, but how about think more like one? Julia McLean and five others recently performed for free in an apartment on Central Park West. Jeffrey Kahn hosted the event.
You know, I simply was opening up my apartment. It was no big deal. These amazing musicians just coming in. It's their art. But I really felt a part of it in a way that I've never felt before in any kind of performance.
And Kahn also sees a money-making opportunity. At the end of the night, he pulls aside Michael Rheingold, who organized the event. Kahn says, find five people in the music world and five rich people to sponsor house concerts.
Boom, you guys have a board. You could have a revenue stream of each one of those people putting in $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. You're providing amazing service. Now look at it this way. Why are you giving me a free evening for me to promote how cool I am to my friends?
And for me to show off
my fancy apartment.
You are so cool.
So the money the wealthy board members give could go to paying the musicians. And why would they contribute in the first place? Because of their friends. Kahn's wife, Lily Schaud, is a filmmaker and daughter of a plastics industry multimillionaire.
Once you get in the city to a certain group, and one group has it, everybody else has to have it. And people love to show off their apartments.
The organizer, Rheingold, needs a little time to catch on. Jeffrey Kahn leans in.
You're bringing for free world-class classical music in a room of 20 people with four world-class musicians. You can't buy that.
For you, special price. Jeff is right. And I appreciate the nudge to be a little bit more entrepreneurial. I can't see moving in that direction as long as I can still do this sort of idealistic aspect at the same time. And I think what Jeff is proposing is a way to do both.
Rheingold's reservation is that by making people pay, his concerts would be limited to the rich. And for Joanna Frankel, who performed that evening, economics doesn't even enter into it.
In my experience with playing a house concert, I guess to a fault, I'm not thinking about money. Because this to me is something very pure, very honest.
Perhaps she could learn something from singer-songwriter Ruth Gerson.
I'd keep you from danger.
Gerson agreed to corporate underwriting and let Pepsi sponsor a series of her concerts.
Nobody was asking me, say, we want to promote really giant gas-guzzling cars at your living room concert. In which case I'd have to go, well, let me think about that. So it was a pretty easy decision.
Over the years, Gerson has built up a wide network of hosts and fans playing house concerts. And last year, a marketing agency working with the big beverage company approached Gerson about using her concerts to promote a new zero-calorie drink. Cassie Hughes is with Grow Marketing. She says house concerts are a perfect place to introduce Pepsi's new drink to consumers.
The drink Tava is being targeted at someone who, you know, is in their mid-30s and older. This is a person who, you know, loves to entertain at home. So by going in and talking to a few of the right people, you can really create word of mouth around products and brands.
The promoters bring food, drink, obviously, and instead of passing the hat, they pay Gerson. The singer-songwriter says she doesn't feel like a sellout by accepting the company's offer.
Anytime you deal with any product, then you have questions, of course. But again, it's the question of ethics and aesthetics. If you're going to make a living making music, you're going to have to answer that question everywhere you go all along the way. And having your record on a label is a corporation. You're being sponsored by a corporation.
Don't underestimate me.
So Gerson helps a company find consumers. Other musicians could give people the chance to show off their homes. They can make money making music. The roadblock, perhaps, is the purist in them. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.
It's more than I can handle. I'd like to set things straight.